From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now a talk with the new commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Margaret Hamburg. Dr. Hamburg was health commissioner of New York City and most recently a senior scientist at the nonprofit Nuclear Threat Initiative. She takes over a federal agency that is widely described as demoralized. It's been faulted for missing a contaminated pet food ingredient from China and salmonella in peanut butter from Georgia, for approving some drugs too slowly, others too fast, an agency that's now being given new authority to regulate tobacco. Thank you very much for joining us. And with that agenda, we can truly say thanks for finding some time to talk with us.
Well, I'm very pleased to be here. Thank you.
Tobacco first. You're going to soon be regulating a toxic but still popular consumer good. How do you control it and reduce its use without creating a huge black market in illicit tobacco products?
Well, as you know, tobacco products represent a huge threat to the health of the public, both in this country and around the world. And so we are delighted to have this opportunity to begin regulating this product. It's going to take the form of oversight of manufacturing and ability to really regulate critical ingredients that go into the production of tobacco. We're going to be working on issues of more appropriate labeling of tobacco products, and importantly, marketing of tobacco products and educating the public about the threats to health.
But as you said, it is a global product. Would you assume that the FDA will be restraining, say, U.S. tobacco manufacturers from exporting?
Well, our mandate is really to address what's in this new legislation in terms of regulation of tobacco products. As part of our work as a public health agency as well as a regulatory agency, we are going to be working with international partners to reduce the burden of disease and death caused by tobacco products, and actually just met earlier this morning with the Director General of the World Health Organization, where we talked about a range of common concerns. Tobacco was one of those issues, along with H1N1 and pandemic flu and a number of other important issues.
In the case of the pet food ingredient from China that was sickening pets in the U.S., people said the FDA should be much more active in China, inspecting there, in the places where FDA-regulated foods and drugs originate. How many people does the FDA have in China? How many people should it have in China?
Well, let me just step back, because I want to say that one of my priorities coming into this new role as FDA commissioner is to really move the agency into the 21st century, and importantly, including globalization. We are responsible for regulating products that come from hundreds of thousands of producers all around the globe. China is a major country where we have a presence now, and we intend to use that as a platform to expand our activities, working with the Chinese government, working with industries within China. And, you know, I expect that when we talk in the future, I'll be able to tell you a lot more about what we're doing.
I've read so many allusions to demoralization at the FDA. Is that something palpable to you? I mean, do you find it when you go to work there now?
Certainly there have been problems, and there are morale issues. There is a sense of having been struggling against some considerable odds in terms of lack of resources and other concerns. But there's enormous excitement and enthusiasm, I think, to really roll up sleeves and address the critical challenges before us, both the new opportunities that tobacco regulation offers to FDA to really improve health in this country, also the opportunities to strengthen food safety and extend our reach in that domain, and the opportunities to leverage the advances in science and technology for new medical products.
But, you know, while I understand that tobacco presents a great new opportunity, it's an odd mission to say you've been strapped, you've been underfunded, understaffed in doing the existing jobs. Here, take on a huge new national public concern. Do that one, too.
Well, you know, it is taking on a huge new challenge, but it is something that will make a real difference in the lives of Americans And that is a huge motivator. And the legislation was structured in such a way as to provide the resources that we'll need to do that job.
Well, Commissioner Margaret Hamburg of the Food and Drug Administration, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.